Our next guest actually needs no introduction. If you've been following the shenanigans of the 2020 election, all of the cheating, lying, and stealing that was going on, if you watched Mike Lindell's amazing video, if you have just been paying attention at all, whether it's to COVID-19 and the vaccines or to any of the things that have happened over the last year, this disastrous year that we just left in this new year that seems to be even more disastrous, and you are already very familiar with Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. General, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, JD. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. You've been on Freedom First Network before, obviously, with two mics. The very first interview I heard from you was actually them talking to you about hammer and scorecard and voter fraud long before the election. And here we are today, a very prophetic discussion that we had. So I am very, very happy to have you on. So normally I go in to these interviews with a handful of questions in mind. With you, I have none. I'm going to turn it over to you, and then I'll just ask questions based upon what you tell us.
Okay, JD, let's start out and say what is becoming apparent. We are in World War III. We did not have a pandemic a year ago. We had a biological attack on the whole world. It was intentional, done by the CCP. It was obscured and made to look like a biological attack with deception. And it originally started out in a fish market. And now just this morning, I've got absolute evidence, you know, that it came from the Wuhan lab. And it took down the whole global economy, without a doubt. We should not have taken it down, but that's another story we can get into. The fact is, at the same time, what was going on in the United States, JD? We had an impeachment against the president of the United States, which is a very rare event. That consumed and sucked the oxygen out of all the TV networks. Now, all of a sudden, it hits us. And then what happens? This massive biological attack is then utilized during the election. So we have fraudulently elected an unconstitutional president. I do not call him President Biden because he was unconstitutionally elected. Now, how do I know that? And you mentioned it in my intro. I knew on the 1st of November, I got word that they were going to use, they being the Democrats, were going to use Hammer, a top secret intelligence program we call Signals Intelligence, that was developed by the CIA that Obama took out 2 weeks after he took office and put it at Fort Washington in Maryland and started listening to U.S. citizens. That's a no-no. CIA cannot listen to U.S. citizens, but he did. And so now he has a lot of chits. And one of those chits is the Supreme Court Chief Justice, along with a lot of other people that I believe this perfect storm came together, and that's how they got this unconstitutional election. But let's be more specific. So we had we're talking about, when I said World War III, we're talking about hybrid war. It's a new kind of warfare that the Chinese have emphasized. Biological attacks and massive cyber warfare. So what happened on the 3rd of November? We had a massive cyber warfare attack. Actually won that election, 79 million votes to 68 million for Biden. But because we had a massive attack from not only the Chinese communists, we also had it from North Korea, from the Russians, from Iranians, from Pakistanis, and even from the Vatican. Now, what did they do? In the wee hours of the morning on the 4th of November, when it looked like President Trump was well ahead, and he mentioned 2 days ago that he got a call being complimented on his victory, and at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, and of course in the wee hours of the morning it changes. And why? What does Hammer and Scorecard do? Hammer is like your iPhone, and Scorecard is like those applications you have on your iPhone. It goes in to the network where the votes come in at the Secretary of State's in each state. Each state runs their own election. It goes in there and then opens the door, if you will, puts the scorecard application on it, and it changes the vote to whoever they want to win by 2 to 3%. And that's why President Trump mentioned in one of his speeches, and I like to use this number, that at 0631 hours on the 4th of November, at 0631, not 0630 or 0635, 0631 hours, 149,772 votes were made for Biden. A spike. That doesn't happen in normal voting, and particularly at that hour in the morning. And they always go in at the very end when 90 to 95% of the vote is in, and they go into minority districts that are heavily minority. And this particular one, I forget what the district was, but that's how it works. And so all of a sudden, and I was made aware of this, as you pointed out, on the, I found out the 1st of November. 2nd of November, I went on the two mics, as well as I went on I called Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and told them about it on the 1st. And they put me on the Steve Bannon show, in which Sidney was the co-host. On the 2nd, and I pointed out this was going to happen. This is a day, this is on Monday, before 2 November, 3 November, we had the election, and I predicted the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Belatedly. You absolutely did.
When we frame it, JD, you had massive biological attack on the world. You then had a massive cyber warfare attack, in which people do not fully understand, because there are about 10 different ways that you can fraudulently affect an election, you know, dead people, non-registered, non-citizens, mail-in ballots, a whole host of them, to include the Dominion voting machines. And when you go through and look at all those nuances, double stuffing, et cetera, the real number that comes out is the cyber warfare number. The others impact it, but in this particular case, because President Trump won by such an overwhelming margin, they had to do some very obvious fraudulent activities, like you saw in Georgia, when they excused everybody and then they started pulling ballots out from underneath a table and started double, triple stuffing them. They had to do this. Even that wasn't enough. So they all come in at the end of the game, depending where it's coming from. And by the way, the Chinese are using Hammer and Scorecard to do this. The Chinese, foreign nation. Now we can talk maybe a little later how they got this top secret special access program, SAP program, from the United States. I can give you some clear indications, but this massive effective cyber warfare program is now in the hands of foreigners.
Well, let's go there then, General.
Okay.
If you would. How did China get a hold of it, and what other nations are participating and have access to Hammer and Scorecard?
Well, when Dennis Montgomery, the whistleblower, testified and turned all his materials over in 2015, he invented Hammer and Scorecard for the CIA in 2003. It was being used, and then I said 2 weeks after President Obama came in, Jim Clapper and John Brennan when they got in-briefed on it, 2 weeks they were getting in-briefed in all the SAP programs and that, they saw it. They moved it over to a Navy facility at Fort Washington, Maryland, but it's really a top secret CIA cyber warfare facility. And then they started listening to US citizens, judges, religious people, political people. They got a lot of dirt on American people because they were listening to their conversations. Now, let me move forward. When Dennis became a whistleblower, Montgomery, in 2015, he turned over all this information. Well, guess who was the FBI director who he turned it over to? Jim Comey. Exactly. But Jim Comey's chief legal advisor was a chap by the name of Jim. I've got a memory block here. I'll think of it in a second. In any case, he was his legal advisor. This chap is now the legal advisor for Twitter.
Perfect.
Now, I don't know how it got to China, but I suspect someone sold it for over $100 million. That's a guess. May have been more. But it was a financial deal with the Chinese. And let me backspace one. When we opened up China and we started working with them, it was once they became wealthy that they would flip out communism and turn to free enterprise, capitalism. Now, I happened to be on a trip in about 2005 when Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld went to China. His first visit to China and to Beijing, and they put me in. I was a Fox News military analyst, and they replaced me, the New York Times correspondent, with me. It was kind of a jab, I guess. And so we went to, with all the other press people, there were about 16 of us, we went to, and I'm Christmas help in that business. We went to their National War College equivalent. And they let the press stay in for the first briefing. The president of their National War College was a chap by the name of Xi. He is now President Xi of China. And in his introduction, he was telling us how communism is benefiting their country and how it is going to have an impact. He didn't say dominate the world, but have an impact on the world. And of course, in those days, the Berlin Wall had fallen, the USSR had dissolved, and all the communism was failing around the world. And I'm thinking it's on the ash heap of history, and he's bragging about it. And just outside the gate, we stayed at a lovely hotel in Beijing, and it was an American hotel. And I'm thinking he's a little behind times. But what I've now found out is they have embedded so much of that wealth in the United States, in our universities. All these Chinese students are coming in. They're a cash cow for universities. Plus, if you go in and look at these universities and see all the money they're being given to do certain programs, sponsor certain people, et cetera, and then you go into the political side of our country, they have embedded themselves very effectively with the free enterprise system. They bought us off. Because the reason it's important, when we start wondering why all those legislatures in those states didn't meet their responsibilities, we have corruption not only on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side. Look at Georgia. We have corruption throughout our judicial system, and there are reasons why. And we are now already a part-time under a joint China ownership, in my opinion. Now, the military hadn't figured it out yet. The military thinks that they're going to take Taiwan. They may, but why take Taiwan? Because as I lead you into my next step, they have already made a major move against us. But I want to wrap up and say that the election, Trump won it 79 million to 68. And the fact is that he lost it because of cyber warfare in the battleground states. Now, let me just give you an example. I want to read some numbers. You know, normally in a presidential election, JD, you may get 60% of the population to vote in each state. And, you know, that's an election. Americans aren't great known for their voting powers. You know that. But let me give you some numbers on the battleground states. Nevada, for instance, had 125% voter participation. Pennsylvania had 109%. Minnesota had 107%. North Carolina, 106%. Wisconsin, 105%. Michigan, 105%. Arizona, 101%. Georgia, 99%. Now, all those mail-in ballots, if they ever go back in and do an audit on them, we'll find out names of people that don't exist. We're not on the voting rolls. We're not registered voters in the states. Yet, each one of those, in addition to the mail-in ballots that came in, that were mailed out, let me give you another number. In Pennsylvania, they mailed out 1.8 million ballots to Pennsylvania citizens. They got back 2.5 million. Someone was printing more ballots, and it was done in China. Now, that's why the bottom line is, it is extremely important for us to go back and look at primarily the battleground states, but look at that 2020 election, because there won't be a 2022 election. I don't know what the Republican leadership is talking about when they talk about 2022. They don't get it. If we don't do an audit, this is the bottom line, on the 2020 election, and go back in, and these facts are evident, they're so evident, and why President Trump, and I fault him seriously for it, did not have a special counsel that he appointed for 2020 election, which he could have done, and I thought he was going to do Sidney Powell on the 18th of December. Why he didn't do that, I fault him for losing, because she could have had the facts. So when Pence went on the 6th of January to the Electoral College on Capitol Hill, which we had that scene, he would have been able to point all these facts I'm pointing out and demand that they go back to those states and that they reevaluate their constitution and that show how those electoral votes in each one of those states was fraudulent. He could have done that.
He now, should
unfortunately,
have.
I think they listened to Vice President Pence back in those days, and they had dirt on him. I'm very sad to say that, but it was clearly within his ability to do that. The facts were there, and it would have been much easier if he was able to appoint, like Sidney Powell, as a special counsel and have facts that the Department of Justice would support. Now, the Department of Justice, Attorney General Barr, said that there was fraudulent activity, but not enough. They got something on him, obviously, and he resigned, as he should have resigned. Now, who was involved in this joint relationship between the Democratic Party and China, primarily? China is the leader on it. Well, I think it's the same people that did the Russian collusion caper. And that starts right up at former President Obama, Clapper, Brennan, Comey. The list goes right on down. You know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a problem, America. And why Republicans are not bringing it up just stuns me that they must do an audit on the 2020 election.
We did get some good news last night, early this morning, out of Wisconsin. The state assembly has approved a full-blown investigation of the entire Wisconsin 2020 election, including giving the investigative committee subpoena powers and the ability to track it all down. The Democrats are saying that it is a political move. They're just trying to score points. But many of the Republicans that I've spoken to in Wisconsin have said they do. This is real, and they do plan on trying to find the fraud. Now, this is, to me, obviously Wisconsin isn't big enough to overturn the election, but let's say they are able to discover many of the things that you've talked about. Let's say that through their audit, through their because it's not just an audit where they're going through the ballots. They're actually going to be doing a full-blown investigation. Let's say they're able to find massive voter fraud that we know exists. Do you think that will be a domino effect that other states will have to follow suit? Or is it too late? In other words, has you know, everybody who's involved, have they already covered their tracks? Or have the ballots already been fixed? Are we stuck with this? Now, and before you answer that question, I have two more questions to ask you. I want you to think along the lines of the future, because we've got the election. We need to figure out what to do with the Chinese Communist Party, and we have to determine what we can do as patriots. But first question is, do you think that if Wisconsin is able to find voter fraud, that that will start the domino effect of other states finding the same?
Yes, I do. But let me give you, Jim Baker was the legal counsel for Jim Comey, and he's now the legal counsel for Twitter. Now, and the reason I do, because Arizona Senate voted that they would review the Maricopa County, because that's the county they use. And one of the easy things about this is, They didn't hit all the counties in each state. They hit one or two, normally minority, where they're, you know, it's kind of nebulous, and they can do that. So it's going to be rather easy to do the audit. And I believe with Arizona doing it, with, I saw that your point in Wisconsin, if you do Pennsylvania, if you do Georgia, if you do
Michigan.
So you can get a feel in Pennsylvania. Those are the key ones to hit in Nevada. And so when you do that, I think it can be done very quickly, personally. But because they've got to go back and do some manual stuff, it's going to take time. But it can be done, and it must be done, JD. If we don't do that, we have lost our republic, where the rest of the world looks at us. We have become a banana republic as a result of what happened in 2020. And look at who we elected. I mean, it was obvious that Biden used hammer and scorecard. I didn't mention this, but in his primaries, he loses the first four. Then he goes to South Carolina for the first three, whatever it was. You know, he didn't make it out. Iowa, he's fourth or fifth. New Hampshire, he's way down. He leaves New Hampshire early. And so they chose him because they didn't want you know who.
Right.
And he would have won. Bernie would have won it for him.
Absolutely. And
they knew they couldn't have used this facade. Bernie's not even a Democrat. He's an admitted communist. And so that's what they did. And of course, look at what we've gotten. Now, the facts are, we've never had 50 executive orders in the 30 to 35 day period that Biden put out. The highest was six before, and that was done by Obama. Second highest was five, done by President Trump. So they are trying to do everything in a hurry. That's why HR 1, they're trying to put, that's the same pattern that they won illegally. They now want to make it legal. And, you know, they want to take the voting that the Constitution gives each state and they want to put it run out of Washington. And that's why HR 1 is such a danger. And that's why they want to take away the veto. Not the veto, but the
filibuster
in the Senate.
Filibuster.
Filibuster. So that's if you see what they're driving towards, it's complete power. And it's when you have censorship of the President of the United States, for instance, by big tech, and the amount of money that big tech put into some of these Democrat wards and that to get voting, and the corruption that went on, the dark money, and you see what's going on around us. I never thought we'd see it. Now, let me lead into the next phase that I think is equally as important. I talked about a massive biological attack. I talked about a massive cyber warfare attack. And now we have the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And it was a week ago today, that I was called by a doctor who I know. And I talked to her and told her I'd already had my first shot. I was getting my second. She called me and said, do not get your second shot. Hmm. Now, I said, why? And I kind of got the first one on the spur of the moment when I was over at the hospital at Walter Reed and talking to the doctors. They talked me into it, and I was there. And so I got it. I had no ill effects on it at all. And she said, and so she sent me some information on different doctors. And what it appears, and we're not absolutely locked into this. I've talked to the people at Walter Reed, and I'm asking them to look at it. But there's a growing number of American doctors who are, and the two captains did a very good show on it. Colonel Mike and Dr. Mike did a very good show on it, I'm told, because when I was on their show last week, they were intimately familiar when we were talking about it. But it's going to impact your immunity, my immunity, on the follow-on COVIDs, COVID-20, COVID-21, 22. And it will make us more vulnerable. Now, I listened to a 2.5-hour program the other day with three doctors on it, four doctors, because the host was a doctor, talking about it, that they don't know the materials that are in it. It is not a vaccine. It is a prophylactic. And it has not been approved by the FDA, Federal Drug Administration. And these doctors did not know what was in it. And that's what they're talking about on a mRNA is in the vaccine. It has never been used before. It's a synthetic thing. I'm not a doctor. I'm a fighter pilot. But it impacts your future immunity. Now, I'm in the process of trying to verify this. I'm trying to get the doctors to look at it. I've been listening to more and more doctors that talk about it. There were 1,730 deaths as of 7 March. And I don't know what the latest is, but we're probably up around 2,000 of people that have been vaccinated with these vaccines. And they're not vaccines, they're experimental. And so you can imagine, and when I told my doctor I had a week ago, or I had last Friday, I had my physical, annual physical. And when I told him this, he was kind of stunned because, you know, everybody at Walter Reed has been given this shot, these mm-hmm. two shots. All our first responders across the country, all our doctors have been given it. All the first responders, all the military. So you can imagine a year from now, not even a year, next winter when COVID-20 hits us, JD, the potential. I'm saying it's the potential. And I'm telling people, hold off from getting that shot until this is verified. Now, could be wrong. All right, I hope we're wrong, because if we don't, then you can imagine that we have millions of deaths, because there are upwards of 100 million people coming up to of death in the United States, or just say if it's 50% of them, but most of them are in the first responders, the medical, and the military. China owns us. Now, it turns out a lot of those Chinese students have been working for the pharmaceuticals. It turns out that there are prophylactics that hydrochloroquine and ivermectin that are very effective, that we didn't need all these expensive shots in that. They are very effective. The death rate or the survival rate for COVID-19 is 99.2%.
I know. Now,
President Trump is doing what they thought was right. I now think, listening to these doctors that I've listened to, and some of them are world renowned, is that we made a mistake. We should not have locked down.
No, we shouldn't have. General, if we can, so you've given us this. This is new information. I had not heard this before. Can we schedule a follow-up interview about this, perhaps even this weekend or Monday? Because this is new information we haven't heard before. You said you're still doing your research. I would like to do some of my own. And let's have a show about this, because we can talk about the election all day, but it's basically with President Trump doing what he's doing or not doing, and with the state legislatures not doing anything, and with everybody seeming to move on, there's not much that we can do to impact it, but we can impact what's happening with the vaccines. And I would love to have you discuss that again here in just a couple of days, if possible. Would that be okay?
I'd like to do that, JD. And what I'd like to do is I will send you these different doctors' positions, so you know you're getting it from the people that know and are questioning. They're very reputable people. And I will send that to you, because it must be discussed. The mainstream media is not going to talk about it.
They're not touching it.
They are not touching it.
General, it has been a pleasure, and I cannot wait until our next conversation. I will get my people with your people, and let's talk in 2 or 3 days max, because I think that this is the you saved the best for last. So let's talk again very, very soon.
Okay, hey, General, I will send this info to you, JD.
Please do. You've got my email. Thank you so much, sir. And may God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
And the same. God bless you, JD.
Thank you.
What you're doing.
And what you're doing.